Welcome to Capital Farm. Today is August 21st, 2011, and Louise, I believe you're on the line. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm here. Never know why I'm here, but I'm here.
Louise is here, and I think I might have heard Sergey call in during the commercial break there.
Okay. Yes, I'm here. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Tom and Louise.
Hope
I'm not allowed to ask you about your vodka use, but how's everything else going?
Oh, everything is good, except the vodka. No vodka.
Hey, that really sucks. Okay. In this day and age, I could use
Well, no
vodka.
Friendship with vodka. Well, so we will have a really interesting topic today, right?
Exactly.
Well, I think you'll like it. Tom's come up with a goodie.
Yeah, it will be much better than the vodka.
Yes.
Let's not go there.
We may broach that subject, but I kind of doubt it on this show. But we're planning on having Linda Runyon on the show. We're real excited about this, and her website is ofthefield.com. And we're going to learn about it a little bit more about foraging. We had a caller about a month ago request we do some more programming on foraging and living off the land and taking advantage of what God has given us about the Creator. It's amazing. There is so much food that goes to waste. I live out in a rural area, and it's not only what the Creator has given us, but it's also people grow their own food and just let it go to waste. There is so much food. When you drive through a rural area, you'll see apple trees, peach trees, cherry trees, just amazing food that just falls on the ground constantly that just goes to waste. So we're going to get into all kinds of subjects and all kinds of topics like that with Linda this morning. Her specialty, obviously, is living off the land. I believe she did that for many years on her own, and she has an amazing story to tell. And I believe Linda is with us now. Good morning, Linda.
Yes. How are you?
We're doing great.
You're doing fine. I'm fine.
And on the line is Louise, is Sergey, and my name is Tom. So these are the three amigos on Capital Farm, Linda. So
that's scary. We're amigos.
Amigos and amigas.
I'm Jewish.
Apparently.
Well, you can be amiga too.
So what's the Jewish term for amiga?
Comrade.
I don't,
comrade.
Thanking.
That's the Russian.
Thanking.
Hey, is the comrade a, is there a feminine and masculine name for comrade?
Don't know. Actually,
just comrade.
You would ask me that.
There is none, huh? Well, good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and it is a good one.
So, I, if you wouldn't mind honoring us, we'd probably like to have you on the show multiple times and then start
Love
educating
to.
Us on foraging and what to look for and what to look out to not eat in the wild.
Love so, to.
Maybe
Absolutely.
On the show we could get like a broad picture of some of the things we can get started with and then start narrowing in on stuff in future shows.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. There's sure plenty of it.
So you have a lot of resources, and these resources are not based on theory, not based on reading other people's books. This information comes from your experience of actually living out in the wild.
Yes, Tom. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes different than other references that you can tap into, but all of us are about the same as foragers, you know. We all stress the same rules similarly.
I hear commercials, guys. Am I wrong?
Yep, I think we're coming up on a commercial break. The bumper music's
we'll
coming
back.
In there. And we'll have a three-minute break. Everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors. Call-in number, as always, 800-313-9443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back.
Yes, welcome back to Capital Farm, and you're listening to Louise, Sergey, Tom, and this morning we're visiting with Linda Runyon from OfTheField.com. And Linda, a lot of people know your story. As a matter of fact, I was talking to an RBN listener yesterday, and he's been following your work and giving away your material, buying it and giving it away for a long time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And what was cool about it, he was very excited about hearing you on the air. So we're very excited to have you this morning.
It's been going on now for, 35 years, something like that. I mean, it started, most people know the story of my IBM ex-husband there. We went to see Space Odyssey, and we just got this thing, go into the woods type thing. Now, that's not what the Wild Food Company is about. I'll get right down to it. We're not about that. As far as I am concerned, I'm trying to teach how to lessen fear, because we all know all the things that are going on. And our newest book that just came out yesterday is called Eat the Trees.
Wow.
Funny you should start talking about trees dropping. Yeah, because that's the newest one. Just came out yesterday. And it's on our website, ofthefield.com. And, everything happened in those years in the woods, 13 years or so homesteading. And we did everything wrong, quote, unquote. And, we didn't have any books or anything. So, you learn yourself. You learn how to trust yourself. And if you do it in your backyard, quote, unquote, or your neighborhood field or your neighbor's field or wherever there is a weed or wild food growing, What you're doing is putting back in that primal feeling to go out and pick a dandelion, something Europe lives with every day. And we've done a great job as far as I'm concerned, because we've tried to get rid of all those things. And those things now are everywhere. I mean, all the weeds and everything are everywhere. And they're so strong that when Mount St. Helens went off, it was less than 2 weeks that fireweed came up on the side.
and fireweed being your asparagus substitute, you know, and there's so much to learn. But it's not a daunting thing for you, really, because we're trying to break it right down to a paper plate and sending a child out in the back on the lawn and scoring it and having them collect this plant, which is a protein, and this plant, which is a calcium, and this plant, which is, and in all seriousness, it's so easy. It's about the easiest thing in the whole world that the foragers are finding out that you can do. It's a free food. I mean, it's abundant. It's everywhere. We've made it so strong, we can't get rid of it. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the only answer.
So very recently, that was just a normal way of life. You know, I live in a rural area with a lot of elderly people, and I love visiting with them and learn from their ways that have been lost. And that's what they used to do as children. They would give them a basket, go out and gather the lamb's quarter, the pokeweed, have you.
We're going back in different ways, and it's really fantastic for me to say, being the elderly lady. It's a wonderful feeling to be here and see this happening. I don't know. As a nurse, I found it easier to look at it almost in an organized manner when I came out. In my first book, pine needles, for instance, okay? Pine needles, you just can't chomp down on them, but you read that George Washington kept his people alive, you know, 50,000 soldiers. Okay. Well, when we were in the woods, it was a real thing. I mean, we literally learned how to use that tree. And that's why, after all this time, I said I would never write another book, but I have written one more, Eat the Trees. And we're going to give it away, quote unquote, in the week. My son is fantastic with that name. He is the whole enchilada, which I can hardly believe. It's, all of everything I've ever written, and it's on the website. And now when someone does want to get the whole thing, you know, the stories from the homestead and whatever, they can get Eat the Trees. It comes right with the whole enchilada. I won't go on as a sales lady because you don't have to sell anybody what's out there. I mean, it's there, and you see it everywhere. And why is it there? And in my estimation, the nutrition's about 5-7 times higher. And you don't have all that feeling of, I wonder if it was sprayed or whatever. Some lady said to me this morning, you would still have what's up there, you know, environmentally on that leaf. And I said, yeah, but you wash things, right? I mean, you wash your tomato or whatever. So there's no difference there in your daily living to have your child collect something that's free and that's there, and teach them that there is not a fear about losing your food source. That to me is the biggest thing. The fear of that is totally ridiculous. I lived out there in Phoenix one time and we did have a blackout, and I got to actually see like 50, 60 trucks popping wheelies right around me. And those trucks would have cleared that, I forget what it was, a Grand Union or something. They'd have cleared that out in 5 minutes. And I know that. So I've been teaching this as a restorable, sustainable resource for many years. And I hope the material that I'm ending with here of Eat the Trees will be a good thing.
Well, we look forward to enjoying that and trying to appreciate everything you've put into that. But your message fits hand in hand with our show. There are so many shows on the Patriot Networks, Truth Networks, whatever you want to refer to them as, is they sit around and talk about the problems nonstop, the last thing of tyranny that's being put upon us. And it's just nothing but fear and lacking and problems. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, now who is talking about solutions? Who is talking about what do we do about things? Who is talking about how to prepare ourselves so we don't cower in fear when things go awry?
Right.
We know what's headed in our way, but nobody's talking about it. It's a taboo subject. And on this show, we try to push the envelope and put that word solution out there. And no better solution than, one, get your spiritual house in order. Two, get your food, water supplies, get your energy, get self-protection.
Mm-hmm.
And your message just fits right hand in glove with what we're speaking of. So we really appreciate your message.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to share it.
And when you lived off the land, you weren't living on a tropical island where you could just go out and harvest the coconuts and the bananas. You lived in a very harsh environment.
Well, I did. But there's 10 times 1,000 more things there, too.
But where,
than the
where
coconut,
you, where
you know, whatever. Adirondack Mountains up in Indian Lake. And there's a book, one of the books in the Weep thing there is Homestead Memories. They sort of made me write it at one point. I didn't want to share all those bear and, you know, bobcat stories and stuff, but I ended up writing it. It was fun, actually. I guess I'm proud of that, and I miss it. I miss living like that.
Linda, we have listeners throughout the United States and even throughout the world. Are there certain foods, certain wild plants that would be common amongst a lot of people that you could start delving into?
They're the only ones I work with.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, being the nurse, yeah. I try to figure out, I did a lot of research for years and finally found the 52 plants that, except for exceptions of two or three maybe, but that are everywhere, Tom, in our field guides and all that stuff. It's all the same plants.
And that's what's on your playing cards, I assume.
Correct. If they went to military, I said to myself, they've got to be things minus, I say, two or three, maybe, that you can see everywhere in your newsreels of Haiti or your newsreels of, they're everywhere. And a pine tree is like, everybody knows about that. And so I did an awful lot about eat your pines. We sent flyers out.
Well, you know, you have pine
years.
Nuts also.
Yeah, you can buy them.
Realize.
Do you know
you
how many calories?
For them. You don't know how.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
They're really expensive.
Well, that's what I love about it, because in the woods, like, in there, calories was the big thing. And wild food doesn't have many calories. I mean, you could lose a lot of weight, really, going on. If I was younger, I would go into that kind of book.
one of the people realized that you, if you take your pine cones before they've opened and you make a cooker of some time, you know, there's all these clay pots, this and that. You can do almost anything. People don't realize they can take almost anything that's clay and make it into an oven.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yep.
So,
putting the dirt in the ground. That's what we did.
Correct. But you put something down, leaves or whatever else, so you can catch them. And then you put them into the fire. The fire opens up the nuts.
Yes. Uh-huh.
See,
wow.
But most people don't realize you have to have them hot. That's the reason why there's a natural cycle to burning.
And the needles you can make tea from and the bark
you
can eat.
There's just excuse me, chapters on pine needles. We even do jello for kids.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you a very quick, fast story in Glendale, Arizona one time. I did a lecture, and I was a crude character there, seriously, in my juggeries. And they asked me to talk to a group in school that they knew was basically gangs. And it was quite a challenge, but it wasn't for how I think, because I just brought in a bunch of very carefully washed branches and threw them on a sheet in the middle of the classroom. The teachers were all standing around, and I guess it was fifth, sixth grade. The one thing I did
got
say,
a break coming up.
Yeah, I think you might have to hold that story, and we'll have a little cliffhanger there, and we'll come back in 3 minutes. Everybody, please consider exchanging some of your Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver at Republic Trading Group, and that helps support and keep RBN on the air. Back in three.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited...
I said, why would you say, I'll be calling you a radical, a liberal, a fanatical criminal. Oh, won't you sign up your name? We'd like to be your acceptable, respectable, oh, presentable, a vegetable. Oh, take it, yeah.
You're back. This is Capital Forum for the loveliest Sunday you ever saw. It is 8/21/2011.
We just missed that bumper music bit. It was about the birds and the trees and the vegetables and fruits.
I'm sorry, it was small. We'll start with me.
I was talking about a homeschooler, not a homeschooler, a classroom out in Glendale that I taught in one time in Arizona, and the kids basically were in gangs. They were lumping up into gangs and stuff, and I dragged in a few pine needles on the branches, well washed and everything. The teachers were horrified, and anyway, I went on and all of the stories I could tell. I went on and I told about how the beta carotene was 5,652 units, and you can go through your store and you can't find anything that high, and the calcium is like a glass, 6 ounce glass of milk. Because in the middle of our field guide, we have all these plants broken down nutritionally, which is probably the greatest thing that I feel that was done for the Wild Food Company. Dr. Duke, who is probably the best herbalist in the world, and you can link to him on the back of our links and everything. He did that chart, and calcium, for instance, a glass of milk would be in a half a cup of pine needles, and the protein would be, like a hamburger's about 8 protein grams, and it's 3.1 grams, and fat 4.5, which is very little, and carbohydrates are 39.9. So if you look at the pine needles, it's no wonder we stood as a group around a tree, and we did in the winter, especially if we were hiking in 4 feet of snow, we were too broke to get, snowshoes. We never had them.
Wow.
I'll tell you what it did for us. It kept us linked to what I call pure survival. Because pure survival, absolute survival,
is a different thing than anything that you know. A pure survival to me is like that little child in Kenya picking out of the sand, all that sand, one seed. That's pure survival.
Have you aged them raw?
Can you give, everybody your websites again?
Yes, ofthefield.com. And pure survival is a very different thing. And for food-wise, I told myself every day to, once a week, I went up into the woods, sat for like an hour, and, oh, I went through all the things that I believe in. And if I kept looking at a particular plant, I developed the foraging rules by doing this. And this was brought down to the cabin. And you'll read those foraging rules and everything we've done. Everything we've done. It's right up front. And you don't eat it. I always argue with the Native American groups. I've taught many different groups. And because everything we learned, honestly, has gone by. It's gone by, and we're opening up now the things that we have shut the door on for so many years. Technology was something I both feared and hated. I've learned not to hate it now. Totally, because I'm talking to you, and I could do something different, I don't hate it anymore, but I'm not good at it, I can tell you.
Thank God for my son. I think you were getting ready to touch upon a subject instead of just going out, and if you didn't have your resources, if you were just plopped out in the middle of a field or something, or a forest.
And you're hungry. I mean, you're hungry within 5 minutes because you're fearful.
There's ways to determine whether a food, a plant, or whatever is going to be toxic or not to you. Can you describe that method?
The very first thing you want to do is to crush a little piece of it that looks good to you and smell it. If it don't put it in your mouth, okay, but smell it. If you don't like the odor, if it smells like, and sometimes I'd have to do that several times, if it smells like a vegetable, for instance, that you might like, throw it away if you don't like it. If you like the smell, go further. Then you take a little tiny piece and juice it up. And if you juice it up, get that green juice, really between your fingers. Keep working it until you get it. Don't put it in your mouth, that piece, but put it up above your teeth. And if you put it up above your teeth, your gum there, you would wait 20 minutes, and I would wait 20 minutes. There's one plant that fooled me, and I'll tell you about that in a couple minutes. If you have, like, poison, really bad poison, something is going to happen, burning, prickling, itching, nausea, something. But really talk to you. This is a way to get in tune with yourself, too, really well. Put it above, wait 20 minutes. Okay, nothing happened. Nothing actually happened. I really feel fine. Then take that plant down to your home, take it someplace where you have identification. And there came the cards. That's, thank God I was able to have a friend help me there. And, the cards came about so that you can carry them easy with you. And then you take that, still go with the thought of not putting it in your mouth. Do not put it in your mouth. Because you only have one chance with a couple of them being the hemlocks. And I could go on hours. The books have extreme coverage on that.
And we're coming up on another 3-minute break. And everybody, please call in if you have any questions or comments. Call in numbers 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee study found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily, oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me away, teach me how to be.
Linda, did you learn all this stuff in school when they sent you away to be logical and sensible?
I don't think so.
There were times I could tell you, you would believe that I had a brain in my head.
I don't carry mine with me. I always put it away so nobody can see it.
Well,
Linda, it sounds like from this little conversation, it sounds like everybody needs a deck of cards, at least a deck of cards in their bug out bag. If they have to grab a bug out bag to do whatever for whatever reason, then these playing cards that you have with the 52 plants would be highly valuable.
Yes, they would. And
they all should do them before they need a bug out.
Exactly.
I like to give them to teenagers because you know what they do? They learn all their wild food, at least theoretically. Well, this is what I argue with. Experience is the only thing. And God help us if anybody has the one we had. So, you know, experience is the only answer. So reading about it, having it on your shelf is one thing. But doing it, I believe we should start now, and I don't care how simply it's done. I mean, in my mind, it if we started now, like not just having the material on hand, but giving the paper plate to the child and scoring it, and one part says pine, one part says dandelion, one part says clover, one part says, let's say violets or something, whatever you decide that you have right there. And send your kids out and follow them through. Take the chapters and follow through how to dry it or how to put it in ice cream, put your violets in ice cream, and, you know, follow it through so that they know they have free food and they've completely identified it.
And by the way, Linda, I remember where we were at.
I do too. We were doing the foraging rules.
Well,
I know.
Yep. And on the break, I suggested you start off maybe even a little bit slower and test the skin first. So if you want to go through that and then go back to.
Sure. Phone number also, guys.
Oh, yeah. Please give out your contact info again.
Oh, okay. Let me start there because once I get going on the foraging rules, I want to get to the end of them properly. Let's see. You can call 1-888-EAT-FREE. I know. I can't
help
it.
That number turns into what?
It turns into 1-888-513-2837. So it's 513-2837.
And it's ofthefield.com. And I tell you what, we got a caller on the line, so let's take that call. And then, like you're saying, we want to go through that foraging rules from one end to the other in one segment. So we have Marie in Missouri. So whenever we switch over to Marie, go ahead and speak.
Hi. I just
Hi,
wanted
Marie.
To ask her about the pokeweed in Missouri. I had written her earlier last fall asking what the plant was, and she told me it was highly poisonous. But yet on another show, people were saying it was edible. So I would just kind of like to know.
Right, right. Okay. I remember you, Marie. I remember that because that taught me that a lot about pokeweed. I researched it all. I don't use that plant only because the only plants that I'm using are like rather foolproof. If you make a mistake and eat too much, you just get the, you know what, if you ate too much of certain, yeah. So, but pokeweed is a wonderful, like kudzu down south, and, I don't have those plants in my information. I only have the ones that are relatively, quote, safe. Okay?
And what happens is the young, tender shoots are fine to eat, but once it starts growing and maturing, it becomes
then you get,
toxic.
Yeah.
And that's,
yep.
that's that fine line you speak of, that if you're not experienced, you might get yourself in trouble.
Right.
And the berries?
The berries, I think, are toxic as well.
They sure are.
Yeah.
Okay, because I had heard on another show that people down in Arkansas were eating pokeweed, so I just was curious.
Yeah,
yes,
you can.
They fix it a certain way. Yeah, go ahead, Tom. You know I don't.
Yeah, you eat the young shoots, and that's a common thing around our parts is you do harvest the young shoots, but you just got to know what you're looking at, and once they start turning purple, then that's a sign that it's getting too mature and that toxics is building up in the plant.
Okay, thank you very much.
You have to harvest them when they're very tiny. When the pokeweed can get 6-7 feet tall, but when it's like a foot tall with the very young shoots,
mm-hmm.
that's when people are harvesting it.
Okay, thank you.
Grows everywhere. Thanks for the call, Marie. And getting back to that subject of toxicity, if you want to go through that.
Okay, we talked about crushing it, rolling it, that juice, and putting it on your teeth and waiting 20 minutes. And then you go on after that 20 minutes and it didn't burn, sting, itch, anything. Then you go on, bring a piece down to wherever you live or where you can very carefully.
Hey, Glenda, even before that step, if people want to be extremely cautious, what is the very first step they do?
The first step they do, they're going to smell it.
Smell it in the second step?
Smell it. Don't put it in your mouth. Roll it. Put it up, get it juicy, put it above your gum.
Well, what about on the skin first for 24 hours?
That's wonderful. That's really like the last thing I do because I've got the plant back, and I don't mean to be facetious. I got it back.
Okay.
I'm going through this, when I live in the cabin. I go down, bring it home, put it in a cup, and put that just a little piece. You're talking about a half a leaf, a quarter inch, okay? Because if you've got a poison, a quarter inch of it. Pour a little bit of boiling water over top of that until that juice comes out of that plant and drink it real slow, another 20 minutes. That's another 20 minutes that you want to. Now, if you're in a survival situation, you're out there and you have no water and you can't boil it, well, then that's another thing, okay? Then the skin test would be a good thing. You can put it on your... The last thing I do is take a piece of this plant and put it on my skin, wait overnight. I put it underneath a Band-Aid, especially with a child. And if you're highly allergic to plants, you could have redness. But if it's a poison, you're certainly going to, generally, it's not absolutely foolproof, but your real bad poisons, your real bad ones that can kill you dead, as far as I know, and none of us have, thank God, any experience of, once you do all these things, if you had hemlock, you wouldn't get past the second thing. You'd smell it, and it wouldn't smell so bad. But you put it over your gum, juice it up, put it over your gum, and you're going to wish you were gone because it will make you very, very ill.
So you mentioned hemlock twice. So you're indicating hemlock is one of the worst plants. And
as
one
far
of,
as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
absolutely. And there are several more that are of the white umbels. White umbel is like an umbrella shape. An umbrella shape white top. Now, we love Queen Anne's lace. Queen Anne's lace is all over the place. And Queen Anne's lace is the one that we French fry, and we eat the tops. We put them in pancakes. It does have a carrot taste to it. And there's a whole chapters in all my material on that. But the trick to remember is that the Queen Anne's lace, the food, has fur. It has actual hair on the stem. That is the thing that I'm trying to drive home in every lecture I do. That fur, that hair on the stem of that white umbel, which is like an umbrella, that is telling you that that is, in all probability, Queen Anne's lace. You want to follow it through with your foraging rules if you're not absolutely sure. We use at least two or three references, Tom. We tell people to have at least two or three field guides, not just mine, but others. And we list a bunch on our website. And
yeah. And one of
yeah.
the other ones that I have is a, I forget who puts it out, I think it's Peterson's, and it's the
yep.
Eastern and Midwest field guide to medicinal and edible herbs or some plants, something like that. And that's the second source that I have.
That's a good one, too. Stephen Brill's that he uses in Central Park. He teaches survival in Central Park. That's actually what he's doing on his nature walks, my friend Stephen. Same thing.
And Linda, I really made a mistake because when I opened the show, I indicated that there is abundance of food in the rural area, but I didn't really. It kind of implies that there's none in city. But there is some
oh,
food in the
goodness.
City and urban environments that
oh,
goes to waste.
Oh, even the sidewalk cracks, but you don't eat out of the sidewalk cracks.
Dandelions.
Please.
Dandelions are pretty common everywhere.
And they're good.
Very good, very healthy, very...
And pine trees are just pine and balsam and white birch and you know, our new book, Eat the Trees, it came out yesterday. That book, now, for you folks that might have no computer or anything, and there's a lot of you folks without electricity, it's a little early to call that answering service. I gave you a number, 1-888-EAT-FREE. Now, I will wait 2 or 3 days because the book just came out, okay? And it just came out, and we haven't talked with the folks yet about, you know, it being with the WEEP, W-E-P. It's on our website, but it's brand new, okay? It just broke.
Fresh off the presses.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I was so happy.
That's exciting. I didn't know that. And I don't see that as part of the whole enchilada, but I probably need to refresh my website, but I'm sure it'll be updated.
It will be. It's on the website, but it will be on the brochure and everything. But everything takes time, as you know. And
once again, Linda, there are a lot of people that are listening via not necessarily shortwave, but micro FM stations, and they may not have the internet. So if you could, the 800 number again, spelled out, not necessarily wild, but also list all the resources you have available for those that can't access it via the web.
Okay. I would definitely call, and this number can give you a home number, for, you know, that you can write, all right? And but the number is 1-888-EAT-FREE or 1-888-513-2837. And these folks can, you know, they're an answering service, and these folks can give you, like, a home address that you can mail to.
What are the resources they can find when they call that number or go to your website if they can't go to the website?
Oh, they can go over every single solitary book. The first one was Survival Acre, When I Came Out of the Woods, and then Wild Foods and Animal Coloring Book. And I'm trying to remember in sequence, the Homestead Memories, which is the stories of the bears and stuff like that, and my fun things I look back on now. And Why Not Love is a very important book because the gentleman that my former husband, he is still in the log cabin. He is there, and he does not take visitors, so don't do it. Please. But Why Not Love is his philosophies that he kept writing, and I kept the notes on birch bark and everything, and I promised him I'd have that printed, and it is absolutely, you have to read it to believe it. You can read it in an hour and a half. It's part of, you can get it singly. All these things you can get singly, but you can also, you know, the Weep will send them all. Then there's a DVD, and that is under terrible pressure. I said I'd never do one, but I did. And my son edited it and did it all from scratch. It's incredible. And there's a transcript book inside there of my voice and the way I used to talk, and I'm better now. Although I'm slipping back into my old ways as I get older. But when I came out of the woods, I talked differently. And that's the transcript book actually spells it out the way I did talk. And the Essential Wild Food Field Guide is I'm the most proud of because that and the cards. The cards are also available, and it was a Vietnam War vet that came in to me on crutches one day in institute that I ran. And he came in and he said, if you do anything, he says, put these plants so that they can be in your pocket or hanging on your belt. And I said, sure. So he showed me a deck from the Army, by the way, which is obsolete.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I spoke about it one time on the radio in Arizona. You know how it goes, and Tom, and somebody said they had a few in their basement, and I was thrilled to hear that there were some, but they're up.
I have a set.
Get them.
You have a set of the Army cards?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
They're
the Navy.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Army or Air Corps had one. My father had a whole full stack.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen that one. The other one was down below is what I call it. The Philippines and that area, food. It's not the same. There were only a very few weeds, quote unquote, that had arrived down there. Now I think everything is. The Department of Agriculture, last time I could see, was like 57 in research, you know. So, I mean, it's like now they're everywhere. We've spread them everywhere, which is wonderful.
What did you just say? Did I hear that right? You said the Philippines did not have weeds before we basically...
Not all of them. Not in any way. We didn't have dandelion. You know that was brought here?
Oh, really?
Native. There's a whole book that Dr. Duke did on what is native and what isn't. And I was floored at the stuff. It was brought here for food.
Wow.
I mean, this food is 30,000 years old type thing, quote unquote. I mean, I'm making a blatant statement here, but, you know, they found lamb's quarters in the stomachs of some of the mastodons that were frozen. I mean,
come on.
I mean, that is like 30,000. I wear around my neck and I know this is going out on the air, and I don't care. Go ahead on the internet and look up woolly mammoth. And a jeweler did a woolly mammoth hunk from, I guess it was one of the museums, and I'm not sure which one now. But they were putting them out, to be able to make some money. And she made a necklace out of it. So you could purchase a woolly mammoth over the Internet, believe it or not. But you have to be a jeweler. You have to have your license. And I was lucky enough in Squim, Washington, I was visiting. And I saw this hanging in a window that said woolly mammoth and blah, blah, blah on the thing. I couldn't wait to get inside that store. And I could absolutely afford it. I was amazed. I wouldn't have ever done something like that, but it was like pennies next to what I think this is worth. I've had it around my neck for 20 years, something like that.
Interesting.
Hey, it's the real thing.
We have more callers. I want to pick your brain, I believe. We have
okay.
Cliff in Arkansas. Cliff, what do you have for us this morning?
You were talking about pokeweed a while ago. You there?
Yes.
I don't know anything about it, Cliff.
Hey, Cliff, your phone line's a little bit noisy, so speak up clearly if you could.
Okay, I'll fix that right now. You're talking about pokeweed. We call it poke salad. But anyway, I've been eating it since I was a kid, and I'm 64 years old now. And if you want some quick recipe, I'll give it to you, and I guarantee you it's delicious.
All right, go for it.
Okay, you take the young sprouts. You don't want to get up. You don't want them. You know, you want them tender. The best rule of thumb is take your fingernail, poke it
Danny,
in the
bag. We're coming to a break real quick. We got the music.
We're coming
up. Hold on there, okay, Cliff?
I'll do it.
Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
Patriot! Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Booyah!
Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war.
Booyah!
Street jobs and bring home no pay.
Booyah!
IRS takes it all away. We struggle, slave, pay the rent. Constitutional.
We're back.
I hear you.
We're revolutionizing, cultivating food from our landscape.
Free. Free food.
Hey, you know what would be really good? We could go into the pods where we go around to talk to everybody and say, we'll take your dandelions and not use any herbicide. And they could pay us and we could go ahead and forage.
Exactly.
That's right. Dandelions, thistles. Clover, alfalfa, all this stuff is good for you. So cleansing to the body. It's amazing. I add it to my wheatgrass juice when I juice, and it just does amazing things.
Oh, you drink that?
Oh, yeah.
I work with Victoria Kavakis the day he started that.
Hey, you hold that thought there. We still have the caller, and also we need to give out the information about the pledge drive. Everybody, please support RBN. They're having a pledge drive, and I believe they're still about $6,600 short. I believe they had to put in a new board at the station. So please help keep RBN rocking and rolling and keeping the truth and the solutions coming your way. And if you want to hold that thought, let's let Cliff finish his recipe real quick. Back to you, Cliff.
All right. What you do to tell you got the right stalks, just take your fingernail and push through it, the skin, and if it goes through easy, you know it's good and tender. Take and cut that up in lengths of half inch to an inch long, bread them, you know, flour them, and fry them like okra. Man, I'm telling you, they're great. Tastes like okra, but it's just a little bit sweeter. And if, for breakfast, you take your poke salad leaves. Now, the older they are, from what I understand, the longer you have to boil them, you know, at least twice for the old ones. But the younger ones, you don't even have to boil them. I'd recommend boiling them, but I never have. First thing you do is go to the grocery store and get you a piece of fat back. Salted bacon, real salty chunk of bacon. Are you there?
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay. And you fry that while you're boiling your leaves. You slice it up and fry it and get the fat out of it. And when you get done, you put your poke salad leaves in that grease. And you sit and stand there and stir them and fry them. And then mix some eggs in with it and scramble them. And let them fry real good and salt and pepper them. And man, I'm going to tell you, it'll make you holler, hidey ho, it's so good. It is good. That's breakfast of champions.
That's interesting. I'm glad you shared that with us because I've always used it in salads, but I've never tried to fry it like okra. So that's exciting news.
Oh, well, now that's just the stalk now. You know, okay. You just chop it up. And fry it like okra, and man, I'm gonna tell you, it tastes almost identical to okra, except it's sweeter, and it's really good. I mean, I grew up on it. We lived out in the mountains, and whenever there was poke salad out there to be harvested, that's where we went. We'd get bags and go do it.
Very good. Now, did you actually freeze that, or you just ate it fresh?
No, we didn't have no freezer. We was hillbillies.
Gotcha. You didn't dry it or preserve it in any can it or anything. You just ate it fresh and then moved on to the next.
Right. Well, see, the thing is, when you cut it down, fresh stalks will come up. You know, and you
That's just like all the other.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it because it keeps coming.
These weeds are hard to kill, aren't they?
Well, I don't consider them weeds. That's food.
That's exactly.
And there's a lot of things we used to live off of out there, you know, when I was a kid. And, I mean, we even had our neighbors had an ice house. You know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're coming up on another commercial break, and sounds
like...
No,
I'll let you go. Go, and I appreciate you letting me on.
All right, thanks for the
input,
Cliff.
Bye, thanks.
And we also heard some input from Cliff's Roosters, I believe.